Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Your official station to talk Jets.
You don't have to be the most talented person. You don't have to be the most physically imposing person. You just have to be the guy that's willing to go into the echo of the whistle.
The Fan on 101.9 FM and the Odyssey app.
Another two wins for the best two teams in all of baseball. New York, New York, baby. The Mets get it done earlier. The Yanks follow up tonight. We're going to talk about it, obviously. Keith McPherson checking in for the night shift. The Yankees win. The Mets win. What else went on? Nobody cares about the Nets. That's what they tell me. But I woke up today and everybody was talking about Kyrie again. I'm sure someone will call and ask what I think about that. I think a few things. But obviously, we got to talk through these games, where we're at. Big 50 for the Yanks. Shout out to Ricky Ricardo on the call. Big day for him filling in. I love Ricky. Like, his voice, like, not just the super jeweler stuff. Him calling the game. He's got plenty of reps. He fit like a glove, him and Susan together. I felt like Ricky, I checked in on Ricky, and he just sounded ceremonial. Talking to Paulie, he says, Ricky's got panache. I'm like, yeah, he definitely has his own flair and panache to his presentation, his delivery. And he gets to deliver a no-hitter for the most part, 7 1/3. Gerrit Cole tonight deserves respect on his name. I put on my Derek Jeter respect shirt like before I came in tonight. I don't know. Took a shower, got dressed, and said, all right, what type of vibe am I feeling? Respect with the two in it as the S. Because I have to put respect on Gerrit Cole's name. And yeah, when that lineup came out for the Tampa Bay Rays, I'm like, wait a minute. Who are you? Like, who are some of these guys? These are not the same Rays. They're the sloppy Rays. We'll get to that in a minute. But I don't care who's in the lineup. The Yankees lost yesterday after blowing a 5-run lead. Not trying to lose back-to-back games. Not trying to lose. Big 50. 50 wins out of 67. The New York Yankees look like the New York Yankees, and Gerrit Cole looked like Gerrit Cole tonight. That's what he's supposed to do. He's the ace. He's the stopper. He gets paid to go out there and shove. And he had me paralyzed in my living room. Can't move. Not going to be me that's going to mess up this no-hitter. I'll stay right here. I watched the game shirtless. That might be TMI, but didn't even go and put a shirt on. I'm like, that might mess things up for me here. Need a Gerrit Cole no-hitter. Somebody's going to do it this year. One of these guys, all aces in this rotation, is going to do it this year. They're going to throw a no-hitter, maybe even a perfect game. And, of course, we have to have some theatrics, and it gets dicey late, whatever. Clay Holmes, his streak ends. I think it was 31 and a third innings without giving up anything. It was bound to happen, just like the Yankees were bound to lose yesterday. But Aaron Hicks is responsible for helping the Yankees win two of these last wins, two of these last three games. We needed him to step up and be heroic, and he did. He went hero instead of zero. I know there's a lot of fans that need to put respect on Aaron Hicks' name, not just for Saturday, not just for tonight, but for this whole month. They said he's batting 320 this month. He has answered the call. He has fixed some things in his game. He has come along. If that guy is hitting for the New York Yankees, that unlocks something else in this team. They're very hard to beat. And, of course, he makes the final out of the game. Ball will find you. The Yankees find ways to win. TWTW, the will to win, whether it's the base paths or just hustling, taking advantage of the sloppy Rays and errors. G-Man Choi, more like Wee-Man, boy. In there, Trevino hustling down the line. And G-Man Choi used to be Gerrit Cole's nemesis, but struck him out tonight. Once again, has nothing for him. And that error in the what was it, eighth inning? Seventh inning? I don't know. It was late. Either way, the Rays aren't as sharp as they used to be. There are different guys here. Brouhaha, I don't know some of these guys. Different lows, lows, not the low low that we're thinking of, a different guy. The Rays have a bunch of different guys in their lineup. They're not the same dominant Rays that have won the AL East and gone to the World Series. They have dropped now. So, yes, people were saying, you know, wait till they play the Rays, good team. But these guys have dropped some. They're not the same guys. Just look at the team. They're missing a few of their guys. They're now in fourth place in the division. They just slipped underneath the Boston Red Sox. The Yankees, the New York Yankees, 50-17. An 11.5 game lead on Toronto. Tonight, Gerrit Cole goes out there. After Anthony Rizzo gets to Shane McClanahan, he gets to Shane McClanahan early, like Judge got to him last week in Yankee Stadium. Early, take you deep. We're on the board. Advantage us. Gerrit Cole, go to work. All I need is one mic. All I need is one run. I love that game. It was exciting. There was obviously a no-hitter on the line. Then theatrics late. Good baseball late. We'll take a sack fly. Some good at-bats. Work a walk. I love watching Donaldson run hard and score and how fired up the old man was to get across home plate. These guys fight. Gerrit Cole said in the postgame, we just got that dog in us. The Yankees got that dog in them. They're bullies. They're savages. They're beasts. They're juggernauts of baseball. And across town, the Mets are as well. I watched some of that game today, and today was a rough day for me. Today was the Monday of all Mondays. I'll talk about that in a bit as well. I wake up to fire alarms being tested in my apartment. My wife says she's got off for the holiday. I didn't even know there was one. I thought it was Sunday. But then it was observed today, and I'm like, wait, what's going on? We'll get to that later. But the Mets won the day game, packing up the Marlins, taking 3 out of 4 from them, and they also found ways to win. RBI, walk. Okay, you want to give it to us, we'll take it. Wild pitch, sack flies. Eduardo Escobar had a rough start, but then he comes up big later in the game with a 2-run single. Things get a little tricky at the end of the game, but the Mets still make it happen and win. They get big win number 45. When you think about where our teams are here in New York, the Yankees are halfway to 100 wins, and the Mets are halfway to 90 wins on the first day of summer. What is going on? It is a good time to be a Mets fan, a Yankee fan, a fan of the fan, a New Yorker that might be fans of just sports and baseball, whatever it is. Call me up tonight, 877-337-6666. You got me till 2 a.m. I'll tell you about how my Monday was very Monday-ish of this holiday. Juneteenth. Keep McPherson on the fan. I'll be right back.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Even WFAN hosts need a break sometimes. Call the Fan at 877-337-6666. Powered by Superbook. Better odds and favorable prices.
I think we play this Destiny Child beat because Destiny's Child has the song Jumpin' where they say it's 11:30 and the club is jumpin'. I don't know. I have no other rhyme or reason why this would be in our beat pack.
That's so good that you actually thought about that, because I would not put two and two together.
Ladies, leave your man at home. The club is full of ballers and they pockets full grown. It's 11:30 and the club is jumpin'.
That's such a great reference by you. And I heard Beyonce dropped a new track tonight.
I missed it. I was watching Garrett Cole drop Batters. How many people you strike out? Cold World. No Blanket. KM2, 2 a.m. Keith McPherson checking in on the Fan. Paulie on the other side of the glass. We're going to talk about baseball, the Yankees, the Mets. They're still really good. Last time I was on air Friday, I said it was a great week. Both teams handled business. They handled business over the weekend as well. They handled business to start this week off as well. I barely handled business to start this week off. I had a Monday of all Mondays. I won't say a bad day, but an off day for sure. 9 a.m. Oh, snap. They're testing the fire alarms today. I know I got that email last week, but yeah, they're doing it. My wife is up. Then they decide that they want to test the announcement system. So guy comes on. Excuse me, everyone. We will be now testing the announcement system. And then the way that they tested it. Mic check. 1, 2. 2 minutes will go by. Mic check. 1, 2. I'm like, why are they checking? It's not a mic. It's a PA. It's an announcement. What is going on? It's 9:15 in the morning. So I go about my business. Well, I try to make my coffee, watch some stuff, SportsCenter, MLB Central, turn on Tiki Tierney. They're still going for an hour. I'm like, all right, well, like, should I leave? I can't leave. My wife is outside on the deck. I'm like, this is nuts. They did this for an hour, and supposedly this is going to go on all week. Lucky me, I'll be up, you know, till 3, 4 in the morning after the show, and then in my apartment at 9 a.m. So, looking forward to that. That threw me off. And then all of my time was thrown off. I end up leaving my name tag to get into MLB headquarters. I leave that at home. Of course, you can't. Come on, bro. Like, you need ID to, like, swipe the doors to even get around the place. L's. I took L's all day. I'll think of some more L's that I took. I was just like, what's going on? Then since I don't have my ID, there's a gym in there. I need to work out in the gym. I go back thinking I have my ID somewhere. No, I don't have an ID with me anywhere. And then I also forgot to bring gym clothes. So I'm in the gym lifting. Just a nerd, loser, can't figure it out, This guy was struggling on a Monday. A Monday of all Mondays. And when I came home and told my wife about it, I was like, you know what I think it was? It was you telling me that you were off today. And that this was a holiday. Maybe I needed a three-day weekend this weekend. 3 weeks after Memorial Day weekend. Maybe I needed another three-day holiday, like summer break. I'm like, in due time, Juneteenth is going to probably be like an actual holiday that people all take off. And I think some people did observe and take off, but it's not there yet.
It's federal holiday, though. It's a federal holiday now.
But is it? A federal holiday, was the post office closed? I'm asking Paulie like he knows. He might know better than me.
Because no garbage pickups today. Alternate side was canceled today.
Bruh.
So it's as real as... It's a federal holiday. You can't get any much more bigger than that.
I guess this is my first year working in TV and radio. Like, we're not going to be taking off.
No, but we don't take off holidays. Right.
I worked Thanksgiving Eve, Christmas Eve, New Year's Eve.
If you're in radio, TV, there are no holidays.
No, this is all flowing all day. This is like the internet. You can't turn the radio or internet
24/7, 365
All day, every day. But I was like,
there was 35,000 at Citi Field today. It was a great crowd.
There was a big crowd.
The weather was great. So it was a good day at the park.
Were they giving out any Juneteenth swag?
Not to my knowledge.
Were they putting any Juneteenth info on the big screen?
Once in a while they were, and a lot of the signs around the ballpark were a mix of the pride colors and the Juneteenth.
Count it.
Yeah.
It's something. It is something. But if it's going to be a real thing, it's got to be a wider spread thing. Like, I forgot about it. Maybe it's because Juneteenth was actually yesterday, Sunday, and then it was observed on June 20th. A little different feel. I don't know. New holiday, and I don't even want to go down the whole rabbit hole of, like, what are we actually celebrating here? What are we supposed to do here? I was lost today. I had a Monday of all Mondays. I'm rooting for it to be Tuesday. We've got 15 minutes. Let's take some calls and see what the Yankees fans are talking about, the Mets fans are talking about. But I just had to get that off. I'm like, today was a long day. It's almost Tuesday. Tuesday, baby, Tuesday. Let's start with the young gangsters, the young Jedis. Got to get the calls in early. Young Josh out in Passaic, you're on the Fan.
Hey, Keith, how you doing?
Great, man. Better now that I'm here.
But also, the average American isn't still sleeping at 9 a.m., so that's probably the reason why they're doing it. We got to wake up for school at, like, 7:20.
Well, I try to set up my sleep. You are 100% correct.
You may have been the only person sleeping around that clock.
I usually get up because, like, I go to sleep at like 3 a.m., 4 a.m. I try to get up like 9, 10 latest. I think I was awake, but the loud noises is too much. I want to get up on my own accord.
But starting with the Yankees, I think Aaron Hicks got confused between what stadium he was playing in because he had a whole backdrop slowly walking to first. So if it wasn't Yankee Stadium, it would have been a home run.
Yeah, I wanted to be mad at Hicks for that, but then at the same time, I'm like, the ball didn't go out, so if it wasn't a home run, he got to third base. I'm like, I'll take the bases clearing triple. It was really only Donaldson on base, so I'll take the RBI triple, and that's fine, Hicks. All these guys want to pimp one. I think he's only got one home run on the year. You know, all these guys want to be on the highlight showing off. Donaldson got it off yesterday. I wasn't too mad at Hicks, but you are right as far as like hustle, run. You admired that, and it came up short, so now people that don't like you, that aren't fans of you, still got something to say. Don't really like that guy.
When do you think IKF will hit his first home run this year?
Maybe if he gets like a, Higgy situation, where there's a Frank Schwindel on the mound, position player pitching. I don't know. I don't look at IKF as a guy to hit a home run, but I remember not thinking Andrew Velasquez was going to hit a home run, and I watched him hit that home run in Yankee Stadium last year, and he's got a few homers this year. I think he's got at least two or three homers this year, so maybe IKF can do it. I'm not putting any bets on when it's going to be. You'll never see me put in a
home run match parlay for IKF to homer and the Yankees to win. I think that'd be throwing my money away.
So you could win big if it actually did happen.
And more times you're going to lose. Say that again with the Mets?
He'd probably be a perfect fit for the Mets.
Wait. IKF? You have Francisco. You have Francisco Lindor at shortstop.
Lindor, hopefully they'll trade him. What? Like, he's good.
Young Josh, I have to stop you.
$20 million a year.
No way, no way. You went out and signed the big free agent shortstop. You landed the guy. Like, a lot of teams in baseball were looking at a guy like Francisco Lindor to be their shortstop for the next 10 years. You've got one of the best guys in the game. IKF is a stopgap. He would not be a perfect fit.
Well, that was when Lindor was coming off a good year. I mean, like, he kind of kills the rail, even like, especially in, like, the first inning. Nemo will get a single, Marte will get a single, and he'll ground into a double play. Then that Alonso, instead of getting a sack, fly.
But what happens when he comes up big? He had a big weekend, and he's got the RBI numbers. He's looking at potentially being an all-star.
I highly doubt that. Alonso will be,
he'll get the votes. He's got plenty of fans. He could. He's still got a month left. I don't know. I feel like Lindor gets a bad rap. I feel like people hate on Lindor a lot, and the guy's got a lot of pressure on him to be this, like, I don't know, $340 million man. He's a good player. He's played well this year. I mean, he hasn't played perfect, and he hasn't come up big in every spot, but he's going to come up big. He's going to have some big moments, and he's already had a few big moments.
No one will be complaining if he's getting paid $15 million less a year. Maybe they could spend more on that bullpen. It's such a killer.
Yeah, but hey, this is the Steve Cohen era. This is how you guys have gone now, right? You went and landed the big fish. You got to pay them, and you know they'll figure out the bullpen. They can make some trades and find some guys that aren't that expensive. But Lindor is who he is. He's one of the best guys to play shortstop in this class or in the last couple of classes. He was one of the top shortstops that people were looking at, and he landed with the Mets. You got what you got. He's got a long time more to go, so. I would start liking him. I would start rooting for the guy. You're going to grow up with him.
I try. Hopefully McNeil, though, isn't injured too bad. And one question on Kyrie. When the Nets got out, I was saying how the Nets probably shouldn't go after and re-sign him because it's going to be a big problem. He thinks it's an NFL season. He only has to play once a week or two. He's probably played less than 100 games for them. And you said, no, they should re-sign him. What do you think now?
I still think they should re-sign him. I just think there's no way.
A huge contract?
I don't know what the contract is going to be as far as huge number-wise, year-wise, things that he has to do, things that lock him into making the money certain ways in the contract. But I just look at the Brooklyn Nets and this era with KD and Kyrie, and they brought James Harden into this whole era. It was originally the 7-11 era, and then they added 7-11-13, and 13 didn't work out. So then they took on the Ben Simmons drama and whatever is going to come with Ben Simmons, which we already saw. The Nets pretended like he was going to actually play last year. So now that you've added him to this, you need to see it through. You went the superstar route with signing Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving, and then you tried to add a big three piece. That didn't work out. You have another big three piece in Ben Simmons. Go ahead and sign Kyrie. But sit down man to man, camp to camp, face to face, and say, this is what it's got to be. And the thing is, it doesn't have to be decided today. Today is not a deadline for that. The deadline for Kyrie to opt in and out of his contract is the 29th. The draft is Thursday. All of this noise and all of this Kyrie nonsense, it's Kyrie for clicks. It's, okay, the Brooklyn Nets are, you know, an easy target. It's parade day. Let's go stir this up with the Nets and Kyrie, and we'll get people talking about basketball ahead of the draft and what could and may happen. I just look at it as nonsense. I think the Nets sign him, and if they don't sign him, then they are punting again on their own decisions, right? You decided to go get James Harden. You know, you decided to have Kyrie and KD team up here. See it through.
And last thing, that before they did get Harden, at least when Durant or Kyrie went down, they had some good backups in LeVert and Allen. Now they don't got those anymore.
That's what I'm saying. You traded Caris LeVert and Jared Allen, two pieces that Nets fans thought would be our future in 2023, 2024, 2020, you know what I'm saying? So it's like you traded away core pieces, young pieces of the Nets future for a James Harden experiment that went wrong. Now what are you going to do? You're going to move on from Kyrie? You're just going to punt on all of the, like, nah, you're going to punt on all the plans that you just made. And that's not going to work well with Seven. That's not going to work well with KD, who came here to play with Kyrie. So they got to figure it out. They got to put it all together. They don't have, like you said, the young depth pieces, but they do have some. They did draft some guys last year. Nick Claxton is here, and there are some other pieces. I don't want some of the older pieces that are on this team. They got to get younger, faster, and a little bit more length, but we'll see.
Yeah, they sure do. You guys have a good.
Thanks for the call, Young Josh. We got to take this first break. Young people, call me up and I'll go to you faster. I got to switch studios. I got to go to the other side. So we'll hit this break and I'll see you on the other side. It'll be Tuesday. I'll be better Tuesday. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts. We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.